Here comes number five in 3, 2, and 1. I'm just going to come right out and say it. CSI is by far one of the best hours on television right now. It's smart, it's entertaining, and it has Marg Helgenberger in it. I don't find her particularly attractive or think she's an outstanding actor. I just think she has a comedy name. Marg Helgenberger. Sounds like something you'd order at McDonald's. Yeah, I'd like the Marg Helgenberger with cheese, please. Maybe they can make a Marg Helgenberger Happy Meal with a range of CSI action figures. But I'm getting off the point. CSI has been a consistently great series, and I was a little disappointed with CSI Miami. It's not terrible, it's just not as good as the original. Plus, it doesn't help that David Caruso overacts worse than Shatner ever did. But as if CSI Miami wasn't average enough, the creators are going to dilute the format even more this autumn with the premiere of CSI New York. Because, you know, New York's a bit short of crime dramas right at the moment, isn't it? I'd be willing to bet that at least 30% of New York City's population consists of actors and extras from the 248 crime dramas currently being filmed there. But what's going to happen in a few years' time when they run out of American cities to dilute the CSI format with? After CSI Pittsburgh and CSI Schenectady, what's left? Maybe they can export the format to Scotland, where we can look forward to CSI Leith, CSI Auchtermuchty, and CSI Acharachel. Although it can go too far. For example, CSI East Kilbride would probably be far too violent for primetime television. Have a good night. I'm stateside Spike Nesmith.